Masechet Zevachim Perek Het Mishnah Yud Aleph. Most of the korbanot have their blood thrown on the outer mizbeach in the hatzer, the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. The exception to this rule would be the korban hatat, where the blood is applied inside the hechal, the sanctuary building. The Mishnah here is going to talk about what happens if you have blood of a outer korban mixed together with something like the korban hatat, where the blood is applied on the inner mizbeach. Mishnah says, "Hanitanin bifnim shim ta'adevu im hanitanin bahut." If the blood that's supposed to be applied inside the hechal on the inner mizbeach was mixed with blood that's applied on the outer mizbeach outside the hechal, which is in the courtyard, you're not allowed to use this mixture whatsoever, because you can't apply blood that's supposed to go on one spot in another spot. It specifically has to go on a certain mizbeach. So the mixture here becomes a problem on both mizbeachot, because you can't apply, because there's blood of another korban there with the one that's supposed to be applied. So therefore, you should pour the amah. We should pour it into the channel of water that runs out of the Beit HaMikdash. Natan bahutz vehazar v'natan bifnim. But if the Kohen did against the halakha, and he applied the mixture outside, and then applied it inside, kasher, each korban would be valid, because we'd say that each korban had its blood put on that correct mizbeach. Okay, there was other blood there with it that was incorrectly applied, but bottom line, each korban was applied to the correct mizbeach in some sense, so the korban will be a valid korban. Bifnim v'hazar v'natan b'chutz. But if he did the opposite, if he applied the mixture inside the hechal and then he applied it outside, the one that was applied first, which was the inner korban, that would be b'de'avad, after the fact, it would be valid. But there's a machloket about the outer offering, about the one that's brought at the end. Rabbi Akiva posel. Rabbi Akiva says that the outer offering is invalid. But the Hachamim say that in these cases, it would be normally valid. What's the machloket about? Based on a pasuk that tells us that if the blood of an ordinary hatat is brought inside the hechal, the korban becomes invalid. Even though we mentioned earlier on in the introduction to this Mishnah that certain types of hatat offerings are brought inside the hechal, that the blood is applied to the inner mizbeach, that's only different types of korban hatat. But the ordinary korban hatat is applied outside, and the blood is actually explicitly brought down in a pasuk that you cannot bring the blood inside or it becomes invalid. So the question becomes, does this halakha apply only to the ordinary hatat or the outer, or all of the outer korbanot as well? For example, if you have a korban that's supposed to be brought on the outside, but I just bring the blood inside the hechal, is that a problem or not? Definitely it's a problem with the korban hatat, the ordinary korban hatat. So the question becomes, how does that apply? Shaya Rabbi Akiva omer, kol adamim shenichnesu lechaper b'hechal pasul. Rabbi Akiva said, any blood of an outer offering that's supposed to be brought on the mizbeach that is in the hatzer, in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, and it's not supposed to be brought inside the hechal, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's brought into the hechal, then the korban becomes invalid. When the Torah disqualifies the blood that's brought inside the hechal, doesn't only apply to the korban hatat, the normal, ordinary korban hatat, but it applies to all korbanot that are supposed to be brought outside of the hechal, everything that's supposed to be applied in the hatzer. So therefore, right away when the mixture was brought inside, we said that it went inside and then it went outside, automatically became pasul. The outer offering in this situation becomes invalid. Just to remember the case again, it's the person brought the blood inside and then he applied and then he went outside. So even though he applied it in the end on the proper mizbeach outside, problem becomes he first brought the blood inside the hechal, inside the sanctuary, and by doing that, the outer korban became invalid. V'hachamim omnim hatat bilvad. Hachamim argue on Rabbi Akiva, and they say when the Torah tells us that a korban hatat that's offered outside cannot be brought inside, that's only talking about the hatat, not other korbanot. So therefore, in this situation, if the blood of the regular ordinary hatat was brought inside the hechal, and then it was brought outside to be applied on the mizbeach outside, in that case, the hatat would become invalid. But if any other type of korban of an outer offering that was brought inside, the korban would stay acceptable for the avodah once it's brought outside. The fact that it was brought inside doesn't invalidate anything, and the outer offering, once it's put on the mizbeach, is valid. The next Tana is going to disagree with the opinion of Hachamim and say, when the pasuk talks about the outer hatat, the disqualification also applies to one other type of outer offering. So Hachamim say it only applies to the hatat. Rabbi Eliezer says it applies to all korbanot that are brought outside. And Rabbi Eliezer is going to say it applies to the hatat plus one. Rabbi Eliezer omer, af ha'asham shene'emar ka'hatat ka'asham. Not only is the hatat subject to this type of disqualification, but the asham is as well, as the pasuk tells us, kahatat kaasham. According to the Rabbi Eliezer, the disqualification applies to the ordinary hatat and to the asham as well, because we compare the korban hatat and the asham, but any other type of outer offering, the prohibition would not apply to those types of cases.